Well, the iPad is essentially a big iPhone, pretty much like everyone said it was going to be, and it runs all the iPhone applications you're used to. And primarily, you can use it to browse the web. You can't make telephone calls with it, and you can't do videos for it, but it allows you to sort your media, your listen to your music, and so on and so forth. Things that people are generally used to, just a little bit lighter.
Well, there was a lot of excitement about the iPad. We didn't know what it was going to be called, the iPad, until yesterday. It was shrouded in secrecy, announced with great fanfare. Was it worth the wait?
I think it was. I believe it was. Lots of people were speculating about it beforehand and sort of being slightly down on it and being excited as well. But I think it's really come through, particularly with the price point, primarily being a lot, half the price of what a lot of people were expecting.
Starts at $499.
$499, which is in English pounds, £499, roughly. But yes, I think that's one of the breakthrough things. So they're really trying to push getting it out to people a lot more than the iPhone. I think a lot of people were burnt with the iPhone, the high starting price, and then they rapidly dropped it down. A lot of early adopters were sort of put out by that. Myself, I was thinking about holding back on it. I still am thinking about that, but I think they learned from that and to start at a lower price point is good.
Will it do for books and newspapers what the iPod did for music, digital music?
Yes, it's an interesting question, and I think this is one that if we look beyond the iPad itself to more the greater effect that the iPhone and the iPod had on the music industry, obviously there were iPods before, there were music players, MP3 players before, and they were kind of okay. I had a few there, they're a bit clunky, and then the iPod came along, and it was just so natural to use that people got it, and the ability to sync it made the transition to sort of how people found music. It suddenly became a lot easier just to buy music and so on and so forth. So that was a big change there. And then with the iPhone, I mean, I don't think I knew anyone who really loved their phone before. People hate phones. People still hate phones, generally. And then the iPhone came along, and it was suddenly a game changer between how people thought of a phone. So I travel a lot on trains, so I see people just sitting there casually playing games, and just enjoying using the device, not so much to watch TV and movies. I haven't seen that. So I think people's understanding of what a phone is and what a small pocket computer is has suddenly opened up, and people are more accepting of it. So with the iPad, clearly it's going to change how people consume news, but I think it's opened up people to accepting how they consume this media more. People like holding things like newspapers and magazines, and that's why these objects are fascinating to people. You can quickly pick one up, flick through it, and hold it down. There's a lot to that tangibleness that you just don't get on a computer screen or a laptop screen for reading PDFs. But this thing, I think the Kindle started it. I think this is really broken through with people. So like, I'm just going to sit there and leisurely read some very glossy, newsprint that has some video in it. It's good.
So you think it will be a game changer like the iPod or the iPhone?
I think it will. I think, again, the iPhone, my experience of it, it took quite a while to proliferate out amongst people. Now, like I said, on a train, you'll generally see one or two people, or on a bus, look, quite a few people have it. So I don't think people have it at the start, but their understanding of what can now be done, their expectations of what you ought to be able to do with a handheld device of just, but people consume media in a different way. So in the morning, people are looking for what has happened overnight, what is the current news. So you'd want to pick it up and just have the headlines there. But then in the evening, you're sort of kind of slumped down on the sofa, and you just want to browse around, and that's the bit that's kind of been missing. So people have found ways to get their headlines, like picking up newspapers, but it's that kind of just cruising around websites and catching up and going onto Facebook and all of that type of stuff. I think that's where people will expect devices to serve their purposes more.